And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to talk about today and about how to solve all your problems, and I mean it. I'm not kidding. So let's get started. Now, what are our problems or your problems? I'm going to be saying your problems, but I mean, well, I don't mean my problem, but I mean all of our problems until we find salvation from our problems. What are they? Well, first of all, we get upset too easily. We become resentful. We hate other people. We resent other people. And we judge other people. See? And then we try to play God. We rush out in the world and try to make things happen. We mess everything up. And then we resent seeing the truth about our folly. We resent seeing the truth about our own inadequacy. So we try to cover it up, and we compensate. So, to hide our hateful self, our hateful judgmental self, we put on a smiling face, a facade of niceness, and we act oh so nice. See, a false self, a facade. And we compensate by getting degrees or wearing nice clothes or something or other. And just about everything we do is to somehow prove something or show something to somebody. We want them to see our nice car or our nice clothes, or we want them to see how nice we are or how humble we are or how smart we are. See? That sort of thing. So we put on a facade, but underneath we're hateful. Okay? So who do we hate? Who do people hate? Well, we hate other people. And some people are full of hate. I mean, full of hate. And you wouldn't see it on the... You wouldn't see it. They might be very nice in public, act very, very nice. See, of course, some people are full of hate and they act rotten, hateful and violent and cruel and vicious and bullies. See, the world is full of bullies, right? But some bullies are only... let's see, how can I say this? But some people don't appear to be bullies, but they are bullies. See, they kowtow and act nice in public and do everything they're asked with a nice smiling face in public, but then they go home and they bully their kids. So basically there's something wrong. There's something has entered into the human. Look, remember when you were a little tiny child, you didn't have any hate. If you can remember that far back, chances are people started to tease you and be cruel to you before you were very old. Maybe even when you were a little baby, they were already being cruel to you. Or a little toddler, mother was forcing food in your face when you didn't want to eat, when you were not full hungry anymore, so then she shoved it in your face. See? Or jerked on your arm in a mean way, or yelled at you. See? Or pretended she didn't hear you crying and just pretended she didn't hear and went away. See? So you have to cry yourself to sleep. Maybe you had a bigger brother or older brother who was cruel to you, who hit you in the arm or pushed you down, or, see, did rotten things, told lies about you, did something bad and then accused you, said to your parents that you did it instead of him, see? Maybe you had a sister who was vicious and cruel and teasing you, making fun of you, or other kids, maybe they teased you and taunted you, see, laughed at you, mocked you. See? Or were cruel to you, or stole your money. See, if you were naturally a nice kid and not too feisty, some kids are feisty and put up a fight, but other kids are kind of milder. And so they get pushed down and have their money stolen, and see? That sort of thing. So it started very early. It started very early, and it Now you suffer from the remnants of your reaction to those traumas. My name is Roland. I shall be right back.
Like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
So it comes to pass that we are degraded, or yes, we're degraded. You wouldn't be degraded if you didn't react to the attempts to degrade you. But unfortunately, in your untutored state and with the nature that you inherit, the ego, you tend to become resentful. Now, if you'd had a good father who protected you from tease, see, protected you from those things that are not good for your ego. You know, too much praise on the one hand, or vicious criticism on the other. You see what I mean? Either the praise tends to puff you up and set you up to fall. The praise builds you up and then, see, builds you up until you have a false idea of your own greatness. And somehow you sense, look, even if you suffered from too much praise, see, a lot of parents are permissive and weak, and maybe the parents were bullied or pressured when they were kids, and so now they want to be extra nice. But too nice. They're too nice, and they spoil the kids. Spoil them. Rob them of growth. See, we need experience. We need little ups and downs of life, and little fall on our knee and here and there, and little failings, little successes and little failings. We need all of those in order to grow and to develop character. See, your character is tested when you don't get the first prize, or, you know, or get invited to the prom, or win the award, or have everyone tell you that you're wonderful, or when things don't work out. That's when your character is tested. See? So too much praise, see, too much overprotection and overpraise, that's not good. Some of us have that, but the vast majority of us have a combination of the two. Too much praise and being spoiled on the one hand, and being treated cruelly and teased on the other. So you have no idea what school environment, you have no idea what your parents do. You know how school was. It's worse now. You know, but you don't care. You don't want to know. You do not want to know, because if you admitted the truth, see, about the vile, teasing, cruel, corrupting atmosphere, you know, with kids smoking marijuana and taking drugs and using foul language and being filthy and teasing and violence and gangs and all that kind of stuff, bullying, and there's so much of that. and vicious, vicious tease, plus the pressure to conform. See? To conform. Even if a child goes to a school where there's no teasing and no bullying and no drugs, see, that's the way every school is nowadays. But even suppose a child went to a school where there wasn't any of that, which would be better, but there would still be what? There'd be the peer group. So parents abandon their kids to the peer group. See, parents today, a lot of parents are just no good, rotten, lazy, selfish, see, unaware. And so they abandon the kids to everything that's wrong for them. Abandon them to the peer group, to promiscuous sex, to marijuana, to drugs, see, to the awful school environment, see, to video games, most of which are either a complete waste of time, see, they are addicting. They're addicting and they're a waste of time. And not only that, but the vast majority of them have awful things in them. Awful, awful, awful. But even if the awful things weren't there, they would still be addicting and a waste of time. See, they're destructive of character. So the average parent gives his kid to, you know, is not there for his kids. The parent is too busy with his sports and whatever parents do. I don't even know what they do. Whatever they do, they're just too busy. Busy, busy, busy. And so they abandon their kids to video games, the peer group, so on, the school. And so they sort of know the kids are having promiscuous sex. The kids are taking drugs. The kids are smoking marijuana. The kids are looking at pornography. The kids are playing video games. The kids are teasing each other. The kids are too much into the social media. The kids are imitating each other and dressing improperly and acting improperly. And the parents know it, but they pretend they don't see. Why? Because they don't have any love. That's why. They themselves were corrupted, and now they allow the corruption. My name is Roland. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to view Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. You know, something is terribly wrong when the kids graduate from school and they can't read. They go to college. A lot of them, you know what, when you go to college, you know, when I remember a long time ago when I would look at, you know, the college catalog and what kind of courses were offered, you know, there were solid things being offered. Now, what do you have? You know, remedial English 1 through 50. Remedial math, remedial English. That's college? I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. And then this, and then this, and then sport. Look at sports. Look at how the colleges have been corrupted by sports. So anyway, if the kids can't read, something is wrong. If they can't do math, something's wrong. You see, you have kids that come here from Sri Lanka. Kid comes here from Sri Lanka or from India, and 3 months later, she wins the spelling bee, and she's getting straight A's in advanced calculus. See? So something is wrong. So don't tell me that nothing is wrong with the school system. Don't tell me nothing's wrong with the homes. See? Don't tell me that there's nothing wrong. Because it's just obvious. So we're degenerating. We're degenerating. We're becoming a mob culture of barbarians. See, the way people dress, the way they act, the way they talk. See, what you look at television. I had to go on a little out of town trip, and I looked at the television, and these were just a regular. The simple channels, you know, the simple channels. There weren't any naughty channels. They're just a regular simple channels that are readily, you know, people watch. And with the exception of maybe the History Channel, one or two others like that, the things that people were watching were embarrassingly disgusting. I'm sorry. Embarrassingly disgusting. So what has happened? What has happened to America? Well, America's had it. America's had it. We've lost our character. See? We've lost our character. But, you know, there are a few people. See, there are a few people who after having gone through all the awful things, you know, they reach adulthood, and then they start to take stock of themselves, and they say, well, wait a minute, I don't want to keep on like this. I want to make something of myself, not in an ambitious sort of a way, but in just a general, I want to be a decent human being. I want to get my innocence back, and I want to have some character, some decency, something. I want to be some nobility, some honor. I want to have some honor. There was a story on the news yesterday about a couple, I think, in the Midwest. They were married. They were both like 91 years old. They were married for 70 years. Married for 70 years. Kind of old-fashioned. They taught Sunday school at the church. They were married for 70 years, and then she passed away. And then 15 hours later, he passed away, and his family was around his bed, and he said, Mom's gone, and he passed away 15 hours later, 70 years. See? So the question is, what do vows mean? Do vows mean anything anymore? Remember the vows, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, in richness and in poverty, and in sickness and in health, for better or worse. Does that mean anything anymore to anybody? Doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. Doesn't mean anything to them because as soon as the times get tough, well, they start divorcing. And then a large percentage of people don't even go through the motions of taking the vow in the first place. They just live together. See? Then you have a lot of homes where there's no dad. There's just a single mom with kids. And then strange men come into the home. Strange men come into the home. What kind of an environment do you think that is? So we've lost our character, okay? But there are some people who want to get their character back. They want to get their character back. They want to live a decent life. And they sense that there's something beyond the, you know, they sense that we have these animal bodies that get us from point A to point B. See, we have them, and they're very nice, because we can see and hear, we can discover, we can learn. See, they're just wonderful, wonderful. We can listen to things. You can listen to me. See, and they want to make something of themselves, okay? And so a lot of people will start to, they'll take a class, a couple of classes, They'll try to upgrade themselves at work a little bit. And see, they clean things up. They clean the clutter from their closet and clean their car out, their filthy car with God knows what underneath the seat. They clean it out and get all the old, Burger King, cups and wrappings and McDonald's wrappings and the ketchup, little ketchup packages and all of the stuff that they've wasted thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on over the years. So they get all that out of the off the floor of their car and clean it up a little bit, and then they decide they're going to eat a little bit better. See? And start to make some amends. Those are very nice. Those are very nice things. I'm all in favor of them, but more is needed. Those are not good enough. They're not good enough. More is needed. I'll tell you what after this message. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Life could be oh so sweet and oh so good. You could just learn and apply a few basic things, and I'm going to tell you what they are right now. Now, by just saying them, and you may have to listen to this recording over and over again, over and over and over again, but by just saying them are not enough unless you begin to practice them. See? Not only that, but you're going to need a little bit of help. And that's why you need to go to my website and look at my books, listen to, read my books, get one of my meditations. So what do you need? What more is needed? More than just cleaning the clutter up in your closet, more than just losing a little bit of weight. And you know what happens? People lose weight, they gain it back again. They lose and gain and lose and gain. Okay? They try to clean their act up, and before you know it, they're back in the gutter again. They give up smoking, and then they take something else up, see? Or they swap addictions. They're addicted to one thing or addicted to another. If they're not addicted to alcohol anymore, then they're addicted to subgroups or to giving their testimony or... you see what I mean? So what do you need? You need something that will set you free. All right. You need to be set free. So what do? Well, first of all, you need to wake up. Now I'm going to give you do you straight. So pay attention. Pay attention. Listen to this again and again. You may not get this anywhere else. See? Don't wait forever. You're not going to have forever. Get started. The first thing you need to do is to wake up. Most of you are in a mild, at some level of hypnotic trance. And the proof is that you make mistakes, you do wrong things, and you make excuses and rationalize. And what did I do that for? What did I do that for? Why did I go out with the wrong guy? Why did I pick the wrong thing? Why did I spend that money? What did I do that for? See? And you get upset. You get upset. You get angry. This upsets you, and that upsets you, and this makes you nervous, and that... See? Something is wrong. things are having an effect on you, a hypnotic effect, and see? And they cause you to have emotions and ideas in your mind. They're not even your ideas. So first thing you have to do is wake up from your trance, okay? Which is very simple to wake up. You can get my 5-minute meditation. It's free. My free 5-minute meditation. And it'll help you to start waking up. And then once you start waking up, a couple of things you need to give up. One of them is resentment, and another one is judgment. If you can do those basic things, then your life will be on the mend. Then you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be a success and be happy too. Hello everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you 2 free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and 2 free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or cleansecounseling.org. All right, so a lot of you are so lost in your thinking, so lost in emotion, so lost in corruption, so long in resentment, in your resentments and hatreds of your people who failed you and who hurt you when you were a kid. But you just can't wake up without little help. That's why you need the meditation. So get the meditation. It's free. It's free. The 5-minute meditation is free. My other meditation is, my classic meditation is only $10, but if you can't afford it, I'll give it to you for free. Take my books, visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. Okay? And start to get better. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.